Good morning from my side as well. Welcome. So over these last 2 weeks or so in the small groups, we've been just talking about the Word of God and the importance of the Word and loving the Word. Is there anybody who would like to just share quickly with us anything the Lord maybe just broke open for you as we spoke about that in our small groups and we contemplated just the beauty and the amazingness about the Word of God, maybe an area in your life that Lord challenge you in onto something that He broke open to you. Anything along the lines of the Word of God and just what He's been sharing with us. This band is you guys released as well, except Guillermo. Guillermo, you can stay there for me. Thanks. You guys have been going to small group, eh? Have you been talking about the Word? Maybe if it's something you're still busy working through, you don't have to have all the answers on it, Gerald. You don't need the mic, do you, Gerald? You do.
Okay. I just want to say, at the campus, I don't usually use the library. There is a van. I use the lecture hall to study. It was like, there's this other time, Aries. We went to, what's that? We went to have our cell group in the area where we study with the other people from our cell group on Wednesday. What happened, it is like there were some ladies which they clean in the campus. It is like, immediately after the cell group, we felt like we have to pray for them. When we're praying for each other during the cell group, it is like even themselves, they bowed down and to pray. And after the cell group, it is like we felt like we have to pray for them. And then there's this other lady, she asked us to pray for accommodation. I think it was on Thursday or Friday, I just met her. She said that, yeah, you guys, you are so young and you are so powerful with the prayer. Thank you so much. And the Lord is providing, you know, everything. It is now, you know, working out together. Yeah. Hallelujah.
Thanks, Gerald. And the Lord is really blessing that small group in the heart of campus and just adding to them such life. Anybody else want to come and share?
One thing that I've realized this week was I always had in my subconscious that to be able to live in the world and be applicable to the world, only the Word is not enough. Like, you have to read worldly novels to know what's going on or something like that. Just subconsciously in my mind, I thought, well, the world is not enough. The Bible is not enough for you to be applicable to the world. And the Lord just revealed to me this Wednesday that that's not true. Like, the Bible is absolutely everything that you need to be the most applicable person to this world. And every situation can be found in the Bible. So even if you only read the Bible, you will still be applicable to the people around you.
Steph. Other Steph.
I suppose, yeah, in this church, I'm Steph number 3 or 4 or 5, somewhere around there. I think what I'm about to state is obvious, but as you all know, the thing about common sense is it's not all that common. I think what you get from the Bible, aka the Word of God, is the weight you ascribe to it. So you need to kind of decide in your own heart, is this the spoken Word of God? Was this divinely inspired? If so, then what you get out of these words is God speaking to you, being made alive by the Holy Spirit. If it is just a random ramblings of some person, then that's what you'll get from it. So settle that in your hearts.
Thanks. Thanks, Dave. Anybody else's heart being stirred? Big D. His name is David.
Morning, guys. Yeah, the Lord just stirred in my heart, similar to what Steph said, but just while we were doing this multiply, and God just told me, you know, is this His word? And if it is, it's the most important thing on earth. There's nothing more important. And it's not a book, it's living. Like you said, now the Holy Spirit makes it alive. And I just realized, if it's the word of God, why aren't I doing everything exactly according to this? Why is there certain aspects of my life which isn't aligned with this? And even I work for Eskom. We were driving to a power station in the week, and the guy I work with isn't saved. So we started talking about, you know, life and his girlfriend, and I just asked him, you know, are you Christian? He's like, yeah, but this. And I'm like, but do you measure your life according to the word? And we just had this whole discussion about how important the word is, and that it's the word of God in our lives, and it's made alive for us. And I just had this massive revelation of how God just wants us to delve deeper into it. And even this morning I was reading Isaiah, and the Lord just gave me the scripture which was exactly applicable to my life. And I was like, wow. I mean, this was written a while back, eh? This is exactly applicable to my life. Even, and I told this to a friend. He's like, Isaiah, he doesn't even know where the book is. And he's like, how is that possible? But the Lord just, He's got treasures here for everyone. He just wants us to open and read. Thanks.
Thanks, David. Thanks. Amen. I'm going to ask you to, maybe just for a few minutes, about 20 minutes or so, just forget a little bit about what you think of when you think of a sermon. And what I want to do for us this morning, while Garam was playing, I would like you just to close your eyes. And just as we heard this morning, that as we come together as a group of people, you know, we can come together to listen to some stories and have some nice video clips maybe, and some jokes and some interesting things told to us. Or we can come to the Word of God and have Him have our undivided attention and have Him whisper into our ears, or maybe shout into our pain and reveal Himself to us. And so I want to bring the Word this morning. Psalm 119. And I want you to just forget about who's reading it. I'm simply just the tongue that He's using. And afterwards we're going to have communion, and we're going to partake of the Word made flesh, the one that came to die for us, to bring the Word close to us. Blessed are the undefiled in the way, who walk in the law of the Lord. Blessed are those who keep His testimonies, who seek after Him with a whole heart. They also do no iniquities. They walk in His ways. You have commanded us to keep Your precepts diligently. Oh, that my ways were directed to keep Your statutes. Then I would not be ashamed when I look into all Your commandments. I will praise You with uprightness of heart when I learn Your righteous judgments. I will keep Your statutes. Oh, do not forsake me utterly. How can a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed according to Your word. With my whole heart I have sought You. Oh, let me not wander from Your commandments. Your word I have hidden in my heart that I might not sin against You. Blessed are You, O Lord. Teach me Your statutes. With my lips I have declared all the judgments of Your mouth, and I have rejoiced in the way of Your testimonies as much as in all riches. I will meditate on Your precepts and contemplate Your ways. I will delight myself in Your statutes, and I will not forget Your word. Deal bountifully with Your servant, that I may live and keep Your word. Open my eyes that I may see wondrous things from Your law. I am a stranger in the earth. Do not hide Your commandments from me. My soul, it breaks with longing for Your judgments at all times. You rebuke the proud, the cursed, who stray from Your commandments. remove from me reproach and contempt, for I have kept your testimonies. Princes also sit and they speak against me, but your servant meditates on your statutes. Your testimonies also are my delight and my counselors. My soul clings to the dust. Revive me according to your word. I have declared my ways and you have answered me. Teach me your statutes. Give me understanding in the way of your precepts. So shall I meditate on your wonderful works. My soul melts from heaviness. Strengthen me according to your word. Remove from me the way of lying and grant me your law graciously. I have chosen the way of truth. Your judgments I have laid before me. I cling to your testimonies. O Lord, do not put me to shame. I will run the course of your commandments, for you shall enlarge my heart. Teach me, O Lord, the way of your statutes, and I shall keep it through the end. Give me understanding, and I shall keep your law. Indeed, I shall observe it with my whole heart. Make me walk in the path of your commandments, for I delight in it. Incline my heart to your testimonies more than to covetousness. And take away my eyes from looking at worthless things and revive me in your way. Establish your word to your servant who is devoted to fearing you, and take away my reproach which I dread, for all your judgments are good. Behold, I long for your precepts. Revive me in your righteousness. Let your mercies also come to me, O Lord, your salvation according to your word. So shall I have an answer for him who reproaches me, because I trust in your word. And do not take the word of truth utterly out of my mouth. For I have hoped in your ordinances. And so shall I keep your law continually, forever and ever. And I will walk at liberty, for I seek your precepts. I will also speak of your testimonies before kings and will not be ashamed. And I will delight myself in your commandments, which I love. My hands also I will lift up to your commandments, which I love. And I will meditate in your statutes. Remember the word to your servant upon which you have caused me to hope. This is my comfort in my affliction. For your word has given me life. The proud, they have me in great derision, yet I do not turn aside from your law. I remembered your judgments of old, and I comforted myself. Indignation has taken hold of me because of the wicked who forsake your law. Your statutes, they have been my songs in the house of my pilgrimage. And I remember your name in the night, O Lord, and I keep your law. This has become mine because I kept your precepts. You are my portion, O Lord, and I've said that I would keep your words. I entreated your favor with my whole heart. Let your mercies also come to me according to your word. I thought about my ways, and I turned my feet to your testimonies. I made haste, and I did not delay to keep your commandments. The cords of the wicked have bound me, but I have not forgotten your law. At midnight, I will rise to give thanks to you because of your righteous judgments. And I am a companion to all those who fear you and of those who keep your precepts. The earth, O Lord, is full of your mercy. Teach me your statutes. You have dealt well with your servant, O Lord, according to your word. Teach me good judgment and knowledge, and I will live. Before I was afflicted, I went astray, but now I keep your word. The proud have forged a lie against me, but I will keep your precepts with my whole heart. Their heart is as fat as grease, but I delight in your law. It is good for me that I have been afflicted, that I may learn your statutes. the law of your mouth is better to me than thousands of coins of gold and silver. Your hands, they have made me and fashioned me. Oh, give me understanding that I may learn your commandments. Those who fear you, they will be glad when they see me, because I have hoped in your word. I know, O Lord, that all your judgments are right, and that in faithfulness you have afflicted me. Let, I pray, your merciful kindness be my comfort, according to your word to your servant. And let your tender mercies also come to me, that I may live. For your law is my light. Let the proud be ashamed, for they treated me wrongfully with falsehood, but I will meditate on your precepts. Let those who fear you turn to me, those who know your testimonies. Let my heart be blameless regarding your statutes, that I may not be ashamed. My soul faints for your salvation, but I hope in your word. My eyes fail from searching your word, saying, when will you comfort me? For I've become like a wineskin in smoke, yet I do not forget your statutes. How many are the days of your servant? When will you execute judgment on those who persecute me? The proud have dug pits for me, which is not according to your law. All your commandments are faithful. They persecute me wrongfully. Help me. They almost made an end of me on the earth, but I did not forsake your precepts. Revive me according to your loving kindness, so that I may keep the testimony of your mouth. Forever, O Lord, your word is settled in heaven. Your faithfulness endures to all generations. You established the earth, and it abides. They continue this day according to your ordinances, for all are your servants. Unless your law had been my delight, I would then have perished in my afflictions. But I will never forget your precepts, for by them you have given me life. I am yours. Save me. For I have sought your precepts. The wicked wait for me to destroy me, but I will consider your testimonies. I've seen the consummation of all perfection, but your commandments is exceedingly broad. Oh, how I love your law. It is my meditation all the day. You, through your commandments, make me wiser than all my enemies, for they are ever with me, and I have more understanding than all my teachers. For your testimonies are my meditation, and I understand more than the ancients, because I keep your precepts. I've restrained my feet from every evil way, that I may keep your word. And I have not departed from your judgments, for you yourself have taught me. How sweet are your words to my mouth, sweeter than honey to my mouth. Through your precepts, I get understanding. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. I've sworn and confirmed that I will keep your righteous judgments. I'm afflicted very much. Revive me, O Lord, according to your word. And accept, I pray, the freewill offerings of my mouth. Teach me your judgments. My life is continually in my hand, yet I do not forget your law. The wicked have laid a snare for me, yet I have not strayed from your precepts. Your testimonies I have taken as a heritage forever, for they are the rejoicing of my heart. And I have inclined my heart to perform your statutes forever to the very end. I hate the double-minded, but I love your law. You are my hiding place and my shield. I hope in your word. Depart from me, you evildoers, for I will keep the commandments of my God. Uphold me, O Lord, according to your word, that I may live. And do not let me be ashamed of my hope. Hold me up, and I shall be safe, and I shall observe your statutes continually. You reject all those who stray from your statutes, for their deceit is falsehood. He put away all the wicked of the earth like dross. Therefore I love your testimonies. My flesh trembles for fear of you, and I am afraid of your judgments. I have done justice and righteousness. Do not leave me to my oppressors. Be surety for your servant for good. Do not let the proud oppress me. My eyes fail from seeking your salvation and your righteous word. Deal with your servant according to your mercy, and teach me your statutes. I am your servant. Give me understanding, that I may know your testimonies. It is time for you, O Lord, to act. For they have regarded your law as void. Therefore, I love your commandments more than gold. Yes, more than fine gold. Therefore, all your precepts concerning all things I consider to be right. Your testimonies are wonderful. Therefore, my soul keeps them. The entrance of your words give light. It gives understanding to the simple. I opened my mouth and panted, for I longed for your commandments. Look upon me and be merciful to me, as your custom is toward those who love your name. Direct my steps by your word, and let no iniquity have dominion over me. Redeem me from the oppression of man, that I may keep your precepts. Make your face shine upon your servant. Teach me your statutes. Rivers of water run down from my eyes, because men, they do not keep your law. But righteous are you, O Lord, and upright are your judgments. Your testimonies, which you have commanded, are righteous and very faithful. My zeal has consumed me, because my enemies have forgotten your words. Your word is very pure. Therefore, your servant loves it. I am small and despised, yet I do not forget your precepts. Your righteousness is an everlasting righteousness, and your law is truth. Trouble and anguish have overtaken me, yet your commandments are my delights. The righteousness of your testimonies is everlasting. Give me understanding, and I shall live. I cry out with my whole heart, hear me, O Lord. I cry out to you. Save me, and I will keep your testimonies. I rise before the dawning of the morning and cry for help. I hope in your word. My eyes are awake through the night watches, that I may meditate on your word. Hear my voice according to your loving kindness. O Lord, revive me according to your justice. They draw near who follow after wickedness. They are far from your law, but you are near, O Lord, and all your judgments are truth. Concerning your testimonies, I've known of old that you have founded them forever. Consider my affliction and deliver me, for I do not forget your law. Plead my cause and redeem me. Revive me according to your word. Salvation is far from the wicked, for they do not seek your statutes. But great are your tender mercies, O Lord. Revive me according to your judgments. Many are my persecutors and my enemies, yet I do not turn from your testimonies. I see the treacherous and am disgusted, because they do not keep your word. Consider how I love your precepts. Revive me, O Lord, according to your loving kindness. The entirety of your word is truth, and every one of your righteous judgments endures forever. Princes persecute me without a cause, but my heart stands in awe of your word. I rejoice at your word as one who finds great treasure. I hate and abhor lying, but I love your law. 7 times a day I praise you because of your judgments. Great peace have those who love your law, and nothing causes them to stumble. Lord, I hope for your salvation, and I do your commandments. My soul keeps your testimonies, and I love them exceedingly. I keep your precepts and your testimonies, for all my ways are before you. Let now my cry come before you, O Lord. Give me understanding according to your word, and let my supplication come before you. Deliver me according to your word. My lips shall utter praise, for you teach me your statutes. My tongue shall speak of your word, for all your commandments are righteousness. Let your hand become my help, for I have chosen your precepts. I long for your salvation, O Lord, and your law is my delight. Let my soul live, and it shall praise you, and let your judgments help me. I have gone astray like a lost sheep. Seek your servant, for I did not forget your commandments. There's someone here this morning, and just this verse represents your heart. You have gone astray like a lost sheep. You were created for Him. You were created by Him. You are His. But life has just taken you so many different roads, and you have gone astray. Not gone astray from religion, or gone astray from going to church, but you've gone astray from the place where you know that you belong to Him, that He loves you, and you are His. And you've been trying to be good, and you've been trying to fix your life, and this morning, the Lord has heard the cry of your heart, and He has come to seek you, to call you to Him. So as our eyes are closed, if that is you, and you know that your heart has wandered from Him, or maybe your heart has never been His, you've never opened your heart, you've never said to Him, Jesus, your sacrifice, your love is not just generic for all the world. I accept it as an offer made for me. Then I want you, just where you are sitting, to raise your hand. So I extend this invitation to you to have the Lord come and bring you home. Maybe you know Him, or have known Him and said a prayer while you were small, or at a camp or somewhere in church, but you know your heart has strayed. And I want you just to respond to His voice this morning, and just raise your hand where you're sitting. I can pray with you. You don't have to be shy. This meeting has been arranged for you. Say, my heart is not where it needs to be, specifically regarding my relationship with my Father. I don't know that if this moment I breathe out my last and I'm going to be with Him for all eternity. I don't know that. He has created you for eternity, to be His forever and ever. So if that is you, just be bold and just raise your hand. I want to pray with you. Then I'm going to ask all of us that have received the word of Jesus and He is the Word. This morning, the Lord is extending an invitation to us to have not a theoretical nor a theological or cerebral cognitive relationship with His Word, but to have a love relationship with Jesus the Word. It consumes us, directs our steps. And I believe that as I read that psalm, the Holy Spirit spoke to you. So I want my words to be few, but I want you to respond as the Holy Spirit spoke to you, just as that word came, something specific that burned in your spirit. I want you to get out of your chair and I want you to come to the front. And I want you just to come and kneel before the Lord and to say to Him, God, I surrender my heart. Band, actually, if you can come, we'll sing that song again just about surrender. And I believe it's a specific surrender that the Lord wants from us this morning. Surrender to His Word. Surrender for us to leave our preconceived ideas behind. For Him to come and have His way with us. I'm surrendering my need to be in control of what happens. In services, in my life. And I'm saying to Him, Lord, let it be according to Your Word. Let it be according to Your Word. I believe the Lord is, for a few moments, going to lead us into prayers of repentance. We'll open up the floodgates of humility over our lives. It will enable us to receive the Word wants to do. So Father, I repent this morning, God, for not hastening my feet to Your commandments. I repent this morning, Father, of a reluctant walk so often. But this morning, as Your Word has come, God, I think about my ways. And I say that I desire my heart to hasten after Your commandments. For they are life. I repent for every moment that I've missed, because I didn't hasten every time I held You hostage to my expectations. And I didn't hasten. Deal with me according to Your loving kindness. I'm just going to open the mic for a few minutes. I want you just to pray on behalf of yourself, your family, or this church. Keep it short, keep it sweet. Keep it concise. Be precise. Don't be vague. Come and pray that if your heart convicts you, just come and take the mic.
Lord, I come repent, Lord, of not having Your laws written in my heart, Lord, in all circumstances, Lord, and just sometimes neglecting Your laws, Lord, for my desires, Lord, and just not revealing Your laws, Lord, and just I can repent, Lord, and I can say, Lord, write Your laws on my heart, Lord, burn them in, Lord, that I'll know them at all times and all places, Lord, that Your laws will be written in my heart, Lord.
Yes, Father, I just want to repent, Father, for neglecting Your word, Father, for filling my time with other things, Father, and not spending the time that You've given me, Father, for knowing Your word.
Father God, I just come to say thank You, Lord, that You have come to show me this morning, Lord, that Your word is alive. And I'm sorry, Lord, and I repent that I've neglected it for so long. Thank you, Lord, for coming to show me that your way is the only way, Lord. And that if I come and I come spend time with you, Lord, that you will show me my purpose, that you will show me the way. In Jesus' name. I repent, Lord, of not taking your word as seriously as you take it, of not taking your calling on my life and those around me as serious as you do it, Lord. I repent of making light of the serious things of you. In Jesus' name.
Heavenly Father, I just repent, Lord, of just being casual, Father God, in my walk with you, in the position that you've given me, Lord, Father God. Thank you that, Father, every position or every moment that you've given me, Father God, has been embedded by you inflaming me, Lord, Father God, and just lighting my soul up, Lord, Father God, to impart. I repent, Lord God, for not taking up many opportunities that you've given me, Lord, Father God, to be a conduit of change and really filling my time, Lord, Father God, with things that are really at the peripheral in comparison to just how glorious you are and how people need you. And so, Lord, I repent of just being too casual and not honoring you as best as I can, Lord, Father God, knowing that you're not condemning me, but at the same time just knowing that I have a part to play in glorifying you. So forgive me for that, Lord God, and I just want to raise your name up high and just say all honor and glory goes to you. Thank you for just trusting me again, reminding me that I can still draw closer to you. In Jesus' name.
Soul and forget not all of his benefits. King, I just come to repent, Lord. I'm not commanding my soul to praise you at all times and in all places and in all things, King. And at times forgetting that it is always, regardless of my situation, it's always better to choose you and to serve you and to praise you with all that I am, King. Because it is you who satisfies me. It is you who forgives my sins and redeems my life. It is you who satisfies me with good things, so that my youth may be restored like the eagles. King, it is you who crowns me with love and kindness. And it is always, always the only option to choose you, King.
Lord, I just want to come and, Lord, repent of a complacency, Lord, a complacency towards like, sin in my own life, Lord, complacency towards like evil in the world, Lord, and a complacency towards the suffering of people around me, Lord. Lord, we have become so blind to, and Lord, so callous towards just suffering around me, Lord. I just come and repent of that, Lord. I just pray for your heart, Lord, towards in me, Lord, towards all people around me, Lord. Father, I want to repent this morning, Lord, of not honoring your word, Lord. And I say thank you, Father, that with you truly is the fountain of life, Lord, and that in your light we see the light, Lord. And I repent of replacing your light, God, with the fake light of the world, Lord, and the fake light of my own heart and desires, Lord. And Lord, and just replacing that, God. I say thank you this morning that you come and you burn, Lord God, and that you cut open our hearts, Lord, to make it soft again. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you, Lord, for your mercy, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that your word is like the sword that cuts between
this marrow, Lord God, between our soul and spirit, between joint and marrow. Thank you, Lord. God, we want to turn our hearts back to you, Lord. I want to turn my heart back to you and make it open, Lord, like a flower for your light to shine in. The entrance of your word brings light, God, and understanding. Thank you, Father. Thank you, God. Thank you, Father, for giving me a heart for covenant, Lord, with you, Lord, to know your word, to know your name, Lord. I turn my heart back to that, Lord. Heal us of divided hearts, God. Heal me of a divided heart, God. Give me a heart that is undivided towards your truth. I worship you as the truth, God.
God, I repent of idolatry, Lord God. I repent of filling my life with junk, Lord God. Filling my life with so many, filling my heart with so many other things, Lord God. I repent of not loving you, Lord God, with all of my heart, all of my soul, all of my strength. I repent, Lord God, for desiring other things and for letting other things, Lord God, worldly things, satisfy my soul, Lord God. For not being satisfied with you and for not allowing you to satisfy me, Lord God. I repent of just pouring myself out into so many other things, Lord God. Instead of pouring myself out in worship to you. Repent of allowing, Lord God, just anything to sit on the throne of my heart, Lord God. I just repent of idolatry, God.
Hello, Jesus. God, I just want to come and repent, Lord, of being at a place, God, where you're not always necessary, God. Our first loves, God, and sometimes, God, not even our second love or our third love or our fourth love, God, or even our fifth love, God. And we've placed so many things before you, God, and Lord, we repent of that, God. And you say in your word, Lord, that, God, if we don't even hate our families, Lord, our mothers and our fathers, God, we're not worthy to be your disciples, God. And Lord, this morning, God, we just respond, Lord, to your call, God, in terms of you being our first loves again, God. And we just open our hearts to you, God, and we just invite you, God, to be our first love, God. And not even just this morning, God, but just for eternity, God, just walking out of here, God, just to always respond, God, to what you've done in our lives this morning, God. And we praise your name, Jesus.
Lord God, I just want to come and repent, God, of not running with you. For allowing the fear of my life to hold me back, Lord God. And I just want to ask, Lord, that you forgive me, God, for allowing the enemy to, yes, Lord, just allowing the enemy to bring fear into my life, Lord God. And I just repent of it now, Lord God. I ask, Lord God, that you would help me, Lord God, to accept your word when you say, Lord God, you've not given me a spirit of fear, Lord God, but you've given me a spirit of power, love, and a sound mind, God. And Lord, I declare, Lord God, that I will run with you no matter the cost, Lord God. In Jesus' name, thank you, God, for having grace for me, Lord God. And thank you, God, just for taking baby steps with me, Lord God. And thank you that you still love me, despite of me I'm holding back, Lord God. In Jesus' name.
Dear Lord God, I repent from my old ways, and I pray for my heart, Lord. And I pray that I may walk in your light, Lord, wherever I go, Lord. Lord, that you walk with me everywhere I go. And I'm thankful that you've forgiven me for everything that I've done, Lord. And I pray that I fulfill your purpose, Lord, faithfully and truthfully, Lord. Amen.
Lord Jesus, I just repent today as well, Father God, for not immersing myself in your word, Father God, and just not publicly declaring your faithfulness and your favor and your love. Lord, I repent that just, Lord, for not openly declaring your love and just your favor in my life, Jesus. Not so easy to do it at work or at home, Father God, but I repent for not doing it more and more in my workplace, Father God. Lord, you are good, and I want to publicly just declare your love, declare your glory in my life to all, Jesus.
Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your love, Father God, Lord, that just reels us in, Father God. Father, thank you that you never let go. Lord, that your love is more than sufficient, Father God. Your grace is more than sufficient for our every need, Lord. Lord, I just want to come and repent on behalf of every man this morning, Father God, on behalf of every prophet, every priest, every king, Father God, every warrior, Lord, every man that has left his post, Father God, Lord. Lord, I come and repent, Father God, for, Lord, being enticed by this world, Father God, Lord, for not grounding ourselves in the things that you've called us our hearts to, Father God, Lord. Lord, for allowing ourselves to drift back and forth, Father God, to those things that talk to our emotions, Father God, Lord. Lord, I repent, Father God, Lord, of not standing on the ground, Father God, Lord, where we need to walk, Father God, Lord. Lord, to rather go to the things, Father God, Lord, that will enrich us, Father God, Lord, rather than the things that will build relationship with you, Father God, Lord, that will build character, Father God, Lord, Lord, that will build intimacy, Father God. Lord, I just come and repent, Father God, for being like the tides of the ocean, Father God, Lord, for being, allowing ourselves to be swept back and forth, Lord, as things around us change, Father God. Lord, for laying down the vision that you've given us, Father God, because someone else's vision seems better, Father God, for some other dumb reason, Father God. Lord, I come and repent, Father God, for allowing our families to drift like a boat on the ocean, Father God. Without an anchor, Father God, without direction, Lord. Just come and repent, Father God, Lord, of not anchoring our families in you, Father God, Lord, in your voice, in your word, Lord. Things that you're calling us to do, Lord. Lord, I pray that we will bring our hearts before you, Lord, and that we will check it, Father God. Lord, that we will have a stock take, Father God, of where we are and what we're busy doing, and measure that against what you've called us, Father God. Lord, measure us if we are drifting or if we are anchored, Father God. Lord, and I pray for your grace, Father God, Lord, as we sift through this process, Father God, as we just go and not seek us within this world and seek ourselves, Lord, but go and determine where we stand in terms of your calling of our lives, Father God. Determine where we stand in line with the vision that you've given us, Father God. In line with what you want our families, where you want our families to be at, Father God, Lord. Lord, I pray that you will turn our hearts, Father God, Lord. That you will turn our hearts towards you, Father God. Not towards the things of this world and education and riches and belonging, and Lord, but that we will know your ways, Father God. Lord, that we will know your word. That we will know where it is, where we need to position ourselves, Father God. Take the crown. Claim the ground, Father God, and build, expand, Father God, expand the tents, Father God, expand our hearts and our capacity to love and to give, to serve, Father God, Lord, to raise up families that are built on principle and on love and on grace, Father God. Lord, come and show us what it means to be the man after your own heart, Father God, Lord. Lord, that we will take up your word, that we will take up your command, your presence, Father God, Lord, that we will just make it part of who we are, Father God, Lord, that our character will be rooted in these things alone, Father God, Lord. Lord, that our families will be safe because we make a choice today, Father God, Lord. Lord, that our families will have direction because we make a choice today, Father God. Lord, I pray for boldness, Father God, to see opportunity but not to necessarily take it, Father God. The boldness, Father God, to stay with a vision, Father God. To hold the lines, Father God. To remain where you've called us to be, Father God. Lord, not to be enticed, Lord, but to be disciplined, Father God, Lord. In Jesus' name, Lord. Lord, I pray that you will come and circumcise our hearts tonight. Lord, and that our hearts will be reunited with you, Father God. Lord, that our families can turn to you and know you, know your voice. In Jesus' name.
God, this morning, Lord, we know that even the desires that we have, God, are desires that you have awakened in our hearts. So, Lord, as we bring you those desires, we pray that you will continue to awaken. That you will continue, Lord, to call forth the dead. In our hearts, Lord, in this church, in our nation, God, the nations of the world. Thank you for coming to break open our hearts. Thank you, Jesus, that this morning we can say to you, Lord, that we do not want a safe religious experience with you. We want to respond. The call that you gave the disciples and the call that you're giving to us to follow you. Wherever that might lead. To follow you. So awaken in our hearts. But you awoke in the hearts of the disciples that caused them to leave their nets. Just to walk after you. Till the moment they breathed out their last. Sometimes they stumbled and sometimes they faltered. But they kept on walking. And may Peter's cry as he came to his cross. And they thought they're about to torture him. And yet for him it was the joy that he's been longing for. To die for you. He embraced his cross and said, oh, how I have longed for you. I pray that this congregation will not shy away from our cross. A place where your word cuts, exposes, lays bare, ultimately resurrects. So awaken our hearts.
In our hearts, Lord, in this nation, awakening, Holy Spirit.
We're going to do communion also slightly differently. I have the elements here at the front, and I know that in our hearts, for so many of us, there are commitments and there are promises and things that we have made to the Lord. And maybe some of you have made some very big ones. I'm trusting the Lord that this morning you'd be able to just take the small step as a physical act of surrender and say, God, I'm not going to wait for you to hit me over the head with a word, some pastor to bring it. Go days or weeks or months without me drawing near to your word. I am drawing near to you. This is my heart, Father. I don't know how I'm going to do it all the time, but this is my heart. Hear my heart. I'm going to draw near to you. Therefore, I've asked the ushers to put the communion elements here at the front of the stage. Now I'm going to ask you, just as a representation of your heart, to draw near to the Lord, to come forward, to come and take the bread and the wine. Maybe you want to grab a brother, your wife, or your husband, friend, and just pray. Just thank God for His word. Thank Him for His blood that was shed for you, that you're alive and not dead. He has saved you and redeemed you. You are His. You belong to Him. You're not some stranger to His house. You are His. Just thank Him. Make Him. Make it your prayer. So this is the official end of what is not the end, but simply the beginning. What the Lord is doing. So Holy Spirit, I thank you that you have come to lead us and to deliver us from the vestiges of religion. That which I'm going to box you in and say to you how you need to move and when you need to move. We give you freedom, God, to even now come and heal. Even now to break open. As we pray for one another. Words and vision. Have your word burn in us. Have your word consume us. And I pray for us, your people. You will walk with us as you walked with those two disciples on the road to Emmaus. And we would know, like they said, didn't our hearts burn inside of us when He spoke to us? May our hearts this week, Lord, burn as you speak to us. This is going to be my last sermon in quite a while. Next week, Sunday, I'm going to Stanerton. I'm going to just ordain Pastor Danny is moving there. And the week after that, I'm ministering in Namibia. The week after that, we're going to be away for the school holidays. I'm going to have some other brothers from some of the other congregations ministering here. I want to just bless you and thank you for just your heart and for just being the people of God who love Him. I exhort you to continue to love Him. Love Him, people. Love Him. All that you do, love Him. Lord bless you. Have an amazing week. But first, come and partake of the invitation for Lord's table. Amen. Bless you. And if you have a specific prayer need, you don't have somebody to pray for, you'll be our honor here at the front to pray with you. So I'm going to ask that we just remain quiet. If you want to grab a cup of coffee, grab it and carry it outside. It's warmer outside than inside. But let's just honor and respect the atmosphere in this place. So come forward and grab a glass and some bread. Lord bless you.